Hi, good afternoon. Start meeting from Family First. This is Miss Shelley.
Yes, speaking.
How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm okay, a little tired.
I see that. Last time that I had a word with you, you told me that you might be heading to the hospital. Did you go in there?
Yes.
Okay, I see that you have to stay for a couple of days during that weekend of February, right?
Hope did you
Yeah, she notified me that you were at the hospital. So I am checking like the last note that I have with you, and you told me on the 6th that you might probably go into that week, on that week, and go into the hospital, and so you did. So I was just like, right now that I have work with you, confirming that as well. So also checking
they
in.
I had the discharge papers of when I went in and when I left. She did not give you a copy of that?
Yeah,
or
she
let
did.
You left? Okay.
Yeah, she did. No problem. Also, I'm confirming here with you. I mean, apart from that visit that you had on February, you have not had a reason to go back to the doctor, right?
Go back to the doctor?
I mean, to a hospital. You have not
no,
back
no, 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 no.
Okay.
I'm on dialysis now. I go Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, but I go at, I try to be there at 7 o'clock. It's only like 5 minutes from my home.
Okay. Got it. You go 3 times a week. Also, the address is still the 5579 Hill Creek Terrace, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just give you like a quick heads up. I texted Hope. I know that she does overnight shifts and all.
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to instruct her to do the clock in and the clock out through the app. She was just telling us like, hey, I had trouble, but she doesn't specify really what is going on, okay? So when you see her tonight, advise her to reply to my messages because she always like, I mean, I'm not saying always, sorry, that was a bad
number one, the phone number that was my phone number. Nobody has a landline.
No, I know all that situation by the notes that you have with the previous coordinator. The thing is, like, I text her, and she always replies, like, a week later. So, advise her to check
from
on
what
my
I'm
text.
Understanding, from my understanding, y'all, like, dismiss her and regarding her. That's why I'm trying to, thinking about getting away from y'all.
No, she has to clock in and out, as you had a word with our supervisor last time, you know? I sent her the
mm-hmm.
instructions. I sent her the instructions, but she hasn't checked them at all, something like that. She just said, it doesn't work. But doesn't give us, like, hey, like, what does it show you?
The system is messed up.
Okay, just ask her to respond.
When I was doing it, and she would come here, my phone, it was weird.
Really?
Like the system, I don't know if it's because of the area I'm in, because my phone acts up like crazy anyway. Like you can call my number, and it'll tell you that it's disconnected. That's why I switched, especially when I was in the hospital, I had to switch phone companies because I thought my phone wasn't working.
Oh,
but it,
I see that.
But it was the phone itself.
I see that.
And then they're trying to do so much. They're trying to start a 6G network and all this kind of crap. So everybody's phone, for some reason, is acting strange.
Okay. But I just sent her, like, a text message. So advise Hope to check on that and give me, like, a response, okay? Because I've been waiting, like, for a whole week, and she hasn't responded to me yet, okay?
Okay, I'll let her know.
All right, Miss Shelley. If anything, this is my number, and you have a beautiful day, okay?
Okay, what is your name again?
Yeah, my name is Rodney.
Rodney, okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.